Pleasure to be here once again and to address you this time on a topical matter called Sfiras HaOmer. Everyone is involved in Sfiras HaOmer, and the most famous shaila that exists in Hilchos Sfiras HaOmer, probably of all the shailas that exist, and there are many, is the question of what happens if someone misses a day of Sfiras HaOmer. This consumes us for the entire 49-day period. Everyone's worried about missing a day of Sfira, or will happen, it'll be terrible. Let's take a look at the sources. The source number one, the last two lines, 2.5 lines, because it quotes the Bahalakas Gadol. Ubahag Kotab, the Hecha, the Inshi Levarach Balaila, Yevarach Lamocha Belobrocha, Bechenalah. If you get at night, you can count the next day without a bracha, that's Allah. Avalim Shokach Laila Viyom, the person forgot a night and forgot the next day as well. Lo yimna od the bracha. You can no longer count all the bracha. The be'inon tamimos the lekha. You require tamimos. Has to be a complete count. Period. This is the famous Baal Halakha Sidolos. World famous. It's quoted in Shulchan Aruch as well. In source number 3. Im shokach levarach be'echa me'atzivches. Im shokach levarach be'echa me'ayamin. Ben yom rishon ben b'shayamin, sofer b'shayamin, below bracha. Below bracha means if we're not sure whether you can get allowed to count or not, according to the Baha'i, presumably you may not count. According to others, you can count. If we're not sure, so the famous rule is sofer bracha l'hokum. Okay. Here's what it says. It's interesting that the expression of the Shulchan Aruch in Sifches, ben yom rishon, ben b'shayamin, is noteworthy. Shulchan Aruch takes pains to point out that this halacha applies whether a person forgot the first day of Sfira, or they forgot the second, or the tenth, or the 30th, any day of Sfira. And the question is, why is it necessary to say so? Isn't it obvious? A person forgot a day of Sfira, so here's the problem. What's the difference if he forgot the first day of Sfira, or if he forgot any day of Sfira? It seems to be all the same. It's a strange thing. Why does the Shulchan Aruch take pains to point out that it makes no difference which day of Sfira you forgot? That's the question. Okay. So the answer to this is that there's an opinion of Rabbeinu Sadigon. Rabbeinu Sadigon, cited in the tour, has the following remarkable point. He said, if a person forgot the first day, forget about it. However, if he didn't forget the first day, he's got a different day, then he may continue. Comes to Shulchan Aruch and says, no, doesn't matter if you forgot the first day, if you forgot the tenth day, any day you forget, you can no longer continue with the bracha. And of course the question becomes, what is the svara of Sajiga? Obviously a good enough svara even for us, the Shulchan Aruch had to take pains to say against that svara. Why would one say, if you forgot the first day, you can no longer continue? If you got the 20th day, then you can't continue. That requires explanation. Okay. The idea of a person is mesupuk is found in Shulchan Aruch as well. What does it say over here? Avol mesupuk im dileg, back to source 3. Im dileg yomecha b'lo safa, yispar b'shayamim b'brocha. The person is not sure that he counts the other days with a brocha. Who said so? The source of the same, the Truma Sadeshim. Quoted over here in the Mishnah Berurah, Sifkotin Lamed Ches, source 4. Dika Svek Sveka, Shemalo Dile Klau, Vim Tim Talomash Dile, Shema Halacha Kiosan Poskim, the Choyom Mitzvahis Bifne Atzma. Maybe he didn't forget, and if he did forget, maybe we follow those Poskim who say that every single day is a separate mitzvah. Fine. This is the explanation in the Mishnah Berurah. Here in the Shaar HaTiyun, Sifkotin Mem Vav, that's the end of source 5. Source 5. He says, V'kolshken im safek zeh shedileg lo hoya yom rishon ki im al shayam v'vada yitzvah shayam im bebrochah. The bezer das rov rishonim, the mechuyav midina lispar shayamim, ayin betur. The Torah quote that Rav Sadia Gaon said that if you forgot the first day, it's a problem. If you forget the other day, it's even less of a problem. I like to focus on one expression back in the Mishnah Berurah Lamed Ches, which is the Kol Yom Mitzvah Ne'atzma. Perhaps you follow those posts who say that every single day is an independent mitzvah. This leads to an understanding that according to the Baal Halacha Kedosh, the conventional wisdom is that all 49 days are one mitzvah. Now everyone was taught in grade school, don't miss a day because all 49 days is one mitzvah, and if you miss one day, so you've missed the whole mitzvah, it'll be a terrible thing. Am I right? That's how you were taught? And the Mishnah Berurah in effect says it. Because the Mishnah Berurah says, maybe you follow the other prophets who say, the Kol Yom Hu Mitzvah Bifnei Atma. So let's ask you a question. What will happen if it's in a situation which a person counted, let's pick a good number, 21 days. Straight, 21 days. And he misses day 22. He misses day 22. What happened to all those 21 brachas that he made in the first 21 days? That's right. Bracha levatola. Right? 21
times.
21 times. That's bad. Could happen 48 times. It's 48 brachas. Wow. 48 brachas. You missed the last night. And there was 48 brachas levatola. That's not pretty. But you know, the Mishnah Berurah seems to say so in Sivkot and Gimel as well. The very first one is in source number 4. Women are part because the mitzvah says she's man grown. So the Mogan Avraham writes that the women just count in his town. But it hits, says the Mishnah Berurah, nowadays they no longer count. And he quotes the Sefer Shulchan Shlomo. Al kaponim lo yivorchu. Even if a woman counts three, she should not make a broken. Why not? So bevada yitu biyom echad. They're going to probably... Well, he says, certainly. I'm quite discounted already. The next thing's even worse. What does the next thing say? Al piro en yodin piro shamilis. This is not politically correct. I would say it's not even current. That's just not true nowadays. Baruch Hashem has gone a long way. And thanks to the Chofetz Chaim himself, if he was able to be proven to the Beit Yaakov, and then thanks to him, the women now know the piro shamilis. And they, you can't think they're going to certainly forget. They may forget. So what if they forget? Who cares? So the simple reading of the Mishnah Berurah as we have it, in case they forget, what's going to be? Bracha levatol on all the previous days. So that wouldn't surprise us if the Mishnah Berurah and Sukkot Lamed Ches said according to those poskim who argue in the Bahag, every day is a separate mitzvah. It's according to the Bahag that we worry about him. They're all one mitzvah. And it's all one mitzvah. And if you just forget a day down the road, it turns out in retrospect, it's all going to be a bracha levatol. So this women shouldn't make a bracha. In other words, men daven ma'ariv every night. So if you want to daven ma'ariv, you're probably going to remember Sefirot. However, a woman doesn't support it from ma'ariv, so it's much harder for them to remember. That's a simple shot in this Mishnah Berurah Sukkot and Gimel. Okay, big difference. What if you know now that you're not going to be able to count all 49 days? I'll give you an example. Chalila b'chas, a person is sick, and the doctor said they have to give you an operation. You have to have an operation. The operation requires you to be under for 24 hours. Well, you know, if you have just anesthesia and you have to have an operation, you're not going to come out of here. A serious operation. So if you know you have to do that operation sometime later on, you shouldn't make a bracha on Pesach night, second night Pesach already, because it'll be bracha levatolah. You know in advance that you're not going to make it to the end, and you have that day when you will be unable to count Sefirah. What about a person who thinks he's not going to live till the end of the year? I'll tell you an unbelievable story. I heard the story about Rabbi Broya, Zecher Tzadik Livracha. Rabbi Broya passed away on Gimel Iyar. Gimel Iyar, right in the middle of the Sefirah. In Gimel Iyar, I believe it was 25 years ago, if I'm not mistaken. And he had three grandchildren who were with him. The last Shabbos, he passed away on the Shabbos. They spent the Shabbos in the hospital with him, and they were telling stories of their grandfather to Rabbi Alpert, the Koran of the Baruch, who told me. He said they couldn't understand that their grandfather was davening. It was a word. He had davened because his brother should be alert to the very, very end. Because this is a Friday night, he's davening, and then he comes to the end of davening, and he finishes davening, goes to Olam. They say, Opa! Opa, what about Sphira? So he looked at him and he said, Ich bin nicht rein. Is that the right way to say it? I'm not clean. I'm not clean. So therefore, I couldn't count Sphira. But they couldn't, what kind of not clean? Was he said Sphira was there. It didn't make sense to them. So the Alpha figured out the Pshat. But Breuer at that point in his life figured out he was not going to be able to live till Shavuos. He must have realized that his end was near. And he held like this Mishnah Berurah, that if you're not going to live, it's a bracha levatala. That's why he refused to count Sphira. I think a little slight kasha on the story. But Ad kan shamati from Rabbi Alpert in the name of the Rabbi Breuer's grandchildren, which is quite a remarkable story in and of itself. Wow. Wow. Okay. Fine. Let's say, for example, someone is exempt at the time that he is at the time of Sphira. He's Potem and a Mitzvah. He's Potem and a Mitzvah. So he's Potem and a Mitzvah. That Mitzvah doesn't count. You know, if you learn it at the space of a person ate matzah when he was a shoyt or something, doesn't count. Right? So what will happen if a person is Potem? Take a look at source number 6. The Bir Halacha. Misha Meso Muta Lefana V'echad Yimea Omer. Someone who Chalila V'chad is an owning during the a day of Sphira. So what do you do? So some suggest you count without a bracha. When then? After the person was buried. Okay, that we know is okay. But what will happen if the person wasn't buried for the entire day? It can easily happen. Someone passes away at a certain time and is not buried for the entire day. He was going to Eretz Yisrael, or it was a Shabbos, or whatever it would be. A whole time passed. Then what do you do? So you're stuck. So according to this Mishnah Berurah, since an onan is not allowed to fulfill the mitzvah, so you can't fulfill the mitzvah that day, that 24 hours. So not only are you stuck in the future, you can no longer count, but never turn down in retrospect. There was a bracha levatal. Alright? And you can no longer count with a bracha. Let's go further. What about a katan? A bar mitzvah boy? Has bar mitzvah tzvira? What's the name of him? So the Rabbi Avadya Paskins, he may not count with a bracha. Why? Because when he counted until the bar mitzvah didn't count, that was before the bar mitzvah, it doesn't mean meaningless. Now that he counts our mitzvah today, there's no history. All 49 mitzvahs is one mitzvah, and he didn't fulfill the first 21. He can no longer make a bracha. The Pesach and Yechavadash, Chela Gimel, Sinul Chav Tes, Avnei says the same thing. Okay, there's a problem. So I'd like now to suggest a completely different approach to this whole idea of Tzvimus. But before we get to that, the approach itself, I want to share some proofs this approach is going to be correct. Take a look at the Mishnah Berurah, Sifkaton Lamed Dalet. Says in the Shulchan Aruch, if a person forgot to count Sphira by night, but counted Sphira the next day, right? What happens then? If a person, the Mishnah Berurah is going on Sif Zayin. Shabbat v'lo bira kol alayla yitzvah b'yom b'lo brach. Says the Mishnah Berurah Lamed Aleph, source 4. Yesh lochosh l'dat ha-poskin, d'yein z'man tzviya leba alayla. Uchse mevorek b'yom hu levat polo. Biyu mikano lahabo, sofer b'chol layla b'brach. Lo havi ki dila geomecha the gamre, shein a sof od bebrocha ukidol lekameh. So if a person forgot to count at night and remembered by day, bracha Hashem the Mishabura Pasuk, he can count the rest of the Sphira with a bracha. Everyone knows this din. This is a very famous din. And the question is why? So the Sharat Tzion in source 5 tells you why. Ki divrei trumas hadeshen, muhu bebeis yosef, umishum dave svet speka lechiyuba, Suffic to be the Yevit Sphira's mana kolames leis. In Tintaloman, Kedata Poskin, the eight Sphira Bayom, Afal Pike, and Harvey Poskin Maskim, and Dana Yama Makin says, Well, it is Elabin and Tzmimus, but the pulses of Menachos, etc., etc., etc. So what is he saying? The reason you can continue is because of what we call Svek Svek. It's a brilliant, brilliant cheshbon. Only one problem. It's not what it says in the original sources. The original source is Trumas Hadesh, and we have it in front of us. Right here, source 2. Source 2, it's right in front of us. Let's take a look. If and when the expression of Svek Svek is found in the Trumas Hadesh. Let's take a look, see what it says. Where is the expression Svek Svek found? Who can find it? Pretty long tshuva. Where is the word Svek Svek? Is it there? Is it there or not there? Look. Anybody? Doesn't seem to say it over here. I think it does say it in a different version of the Trumas Hadesh, but only in a different case. The case of someone who's mesupuk, if he counted one night or not. Right? So that is found in the Trumas Hadesh, at least my version. But as far as this din that we just described, the din that we, if a person remembers and counts by day, okay, he gives a different reason. A different reason is given by the Trumas Hadesh to explain why. Let's see if you can find it. Okay. What, how does the shayla begin? A person is safek li'echad. Himself alad achas alav. What are you doing in the next time? The yirah. The yitzvah b'brocha mikan v'holam. V'lo mi boya niskas fekosu b'yom ahu. She'od v'adai tzorech lisvah b'yom v'lo brocha mitoch asafek. V'shuv yisvah b'shar halelos b'brocha. Why? Line 4. The mikri shapra tzmimus. Hoel below dileg yom echad legamre. Emphasis on the word legamre. Okay? Period. Then, he says, if you forgot completely, and she's not sure if he counted or didn't count, he explains what we might call to be a svek svek. Without using the word, you'll see later on in the tshuva. So he doesn't say svek svek. So it's not my kiddush. I saw this in Rav Zevin, Zichrono Levracha, had it in a shaykh called Shana B'Shana, from 40 years ago, Kavshin Chafei. He had this comment. At the Shara Tzion misquoted the Tshuva Hadesh. He doesn't explain this thing based upon svek svek. Rather, Ho'ol Odileg Yom Echad, Legamri. So what does that mean? Explained Rav Zevin that the Chesaron and Tmimus is a completely different one. Has nothing to do with the idea of all 49 days being one mitzvah. That's not true. There are 49 separate mitzvahs, 49 separate brachas. So what's the problem? The problem is you can't count by skipping. It's simply a logical problem. You can't count 1, 2, 3, 5. There's no count. That's the problem. Everyone knows how to count, right? You taught how to count in the young child. 1, 2, 3, 4. You count straight. You can't count 1, 2, 3, 5. So it's not a question that just all 5 days are on one mitzvah. No, just the count is bottles. Once you skip that thing, you can no longer count. But 1, 2, and 3 were a perfect mitzvah. Not a bracha levatala retroactively. 1 was good, 2 was good, 3 was good. 5 was already no good because you didn't say 4. A totally different reason. Nothing to do with 49 being 1. Everybody follow me? This is the new Yisod. Therefore, Rav Zevin goes on and explains, if a person forgot by night and counts by day, although, according to many authorities, the mitzvah of Sfira is only by night. Tzimimos, only by night. But if you count by day,
there's no Diluk.
Oh, this is the same calendar day you haven't skipped. So the count that you did by day, for instance, 1, 2, 3, forgot to count the fourth night. The fourth day, he remembers, he says, Hayom Arba Yom LaOmer. So when he counts that night, Chamisha, he hasn't skipped. Because after all, he has said on the fourth day of Sira, true at the wrong time of the day, he did it by night, it should have been, should have by night, by day, it should have been by night. So a mitzvah he didn't have, a bracha he couldn't make. But it's not easy to be skipped. That's the pshat. What's the lashon again? Ho avlo dileg yom echad le gamre. The mitzvah he didn't have, but the continuity was maintained. That's how we explained the bir halacha that we started looking at about an onen. Again, in source number 6, the bottom line, if you look at the very last line of that long bir halacha, the yitzva v'shar shameso mutal defanav below bracha v'shuvyacha lisva b'chalayamim b'bracha. Why? You can't say you fulfill the mitzvah, but only is not allowed to fulfill the mitzvah. What's the answer again to Rav Zevin? You count that night, Nebuch, when it's an onay, not for the purpose of a mitzvah. No, now I do mitzvahs. You're counting to maintain the continuity. So you count it then as if it's not a mitzvah act. It's an act of maintaining the continuity of 1, 2, 3, 4, 49. The same as you do by day. You didn't delegate legamre. Atkan, Rav Zevin's mouth. Yes, he doesn't discuss cotton. We'll see soon. I take it back. He does mention cotton. Rav Zevin himself then mentions cotton and said if the cotton didn't forget any of the days which precede, he may go on because the continuity is maintained. True, the first 20 days were the Torah's katnu, so it wasn't the mitzvah. Doesn't matter.
How does he look?
Right. I take it back. He does mention cotton explicitly in Shana B'Shana. You're right. Right. Thank you for reminding me. What do you with that Mishnah brew with the Nushan? That bothers me terribly. So I looked up in the original source. I don't have a Shulchan Shlomo, I'm embarrassed to say. But the same called Spiras Omer, or a Cohen from Bnei Brak. He has everything. He, if you look in the Shulchan Shlomo, he has three additional words which the Mishnah brew for some reason omitted. I can't explain why he omitted it. Okay, let's go back to the Mishnah brew again. It's a Cotton Gimel. It's the source. 4. Why? Alkoponel Yivarhu, so bevada yitu biyom echot, and he adds 3 words as a Shulchan Shlomo. Quote, catch these words. Ve'enon yodos hadin. And they don't know the din. What din? What din don't they know?
They should count
anyway. What din don't they know? They'll certainly forget one day, and they don't know the din. What din? That you're not supposed to make a bracha the next day. They won't know that then. So therefore, the Mishnah Berurah is saying, don't let them count on the bracha, they're going to forget a day, and they don't know the din, they're going to continue making brachas afterwards, which is not allowed. That's the problem. But the first 30 days before they forgot, it's no problem. Adrava. If you look at the source of the Mishnah Berurah in its entirety, the Shulchan Shlomo, it's exactly the reverse, which fits in perfectly with this understanding. Comes my Rebbe of Soloveitchik, the Koran of the Bracha. You can see this quote in Mesorah, Chelek Dalet. And he says, I'll bring you right from Rav Sadigon. Rav Sadigon is the one who says that if you forget the first day, it's a disaster. It can no longer continue. If you remember the first day, then it's okay. What's the difference? If it's according to conventional wisdom, all 49 days, 1 minute, who cares if you forgot the first day, the 10th day, should be totally irrelevant. But it explains the wrong. According to this Mahalach, it works like this. If you remember the first day, then I remember hearing Yiddish. It's telsos mezichale. It counts by itself. You say one, so then it just keeps going. Yeah, let's go. You say one, so next day is 2 by definition. So if you miss it, it's not so bad. But if you don't, if you forgot day one, then you don't get started. That's the pshat by Rav Sadigon made a distinction between the guy who forgot day one, then he's finished. If you forgot day 10, it's no problem. He said 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 7, 8, 9. So everyone knows, after 9 comes 10, so it goes by itself, autopilot, it goes by itself. That's where Rav Sadigon distinguishes between a person who forgets day 1 and a person who forgets other days.
Is this at all comparable to Din by Zayin Nekiyim, where the woman must make the
Hefzer? That's interesting, okay.
Yeah. Must do the end. But
there are Rishonim who make the comparison. Tosfos discusses the question about Zayin Nekiyim, a bracha like Tzvir, that is a comparison. Take a look at the Sefer Achinuch. Look over here, source number 7. The Rav quote, this is the Raya. What does it say? Mi sheshachach v'lo mona yomechad. Right? So the question is, what do you do? He passes at the end, mi sheshachach yomechad yomam. Emesh hayu kach v'lo brocha. Umone ha'acherim im kol Yisro. Can you imagine? It's a great trick. I forgot to count last night. I forgot to count one night. I forgot to count number three. So I say 1, 2, comes night 4, said yesterday was 3, and today is 4. Obviously, if all of them are one mitzvah, you can't do that. You can't count Sphira in the wrong day. But if the problem is what? Continuity. The chiddush of the chinuch is you have the ability to pick up, like, create a continuity. Yesterday was 3, today is 4. Wow, it's a chiddush. Other person say it's too late. You can't do this. You can't do this. More than that, the Rabbis Medayik, Homonachem im Kol Yisrael. What do you mean im Kol Yisrael? That Klal Yisrael's counting. Klal Yisrael's counting. The Bahag says no, too late. It's too late. But the others say Klal Yisrael is counting.
So Klal Yisrael is counting, the continuity is already there.
Right. But in a chinami. So the question is, maybe that saying yesterday, you're doing the best you can, so you say yesterday was 3, but if Chalila Bechatzim all Klal Yisrael wouldn't count, then yesterday's 3 wouldn't help you, because if it's too late, you can't count Sphira in the middle of the winter. But the fact that Klal Yisrael is counting, and you said yesterday was, that combines to help. This is what, now, what shot in the Shitas Bahaga, the Chinuch quotes, he said, look, some say any call nimos others also shana. Bishakulan mitzvah achas hi. Umikevan sheshokach mehen yom echad. Hare kol hacheshbon botel mimenu. So the last phrase, kol hacheshbon botel mimenu, sounds like this is so. You can't count it. You skip a day. Ah, what does it mean? The first expression. Bishakulan mitzvah achasi. What does that mean? What does it mean? Kula mitzvah achas. I have to explain a little bit docha. Kula mitzvah achas means it's all one hemshech. That's what it means. Otherwise, if it's a separate consideration, what does the next phrase mean? Kula mitzvah achasi. Umikayma sheshachach mihen yom echad. Veikol acheshbon botel mimenu. So I want to say mitzvah means one continuity. If you miss one day, you can no longer count. It's not that it's all one mitzvah. If you forgot a day, all of them in retrospect turn out to be a bracha livatol. Oh. So the Rav and brought one additional raya to this yisod, and I'd like to mention the raya analysis as much as the time allows to comment upon it. In the Shulchan Aruch, in source number 8, Hamispalel im hatzibur mibaod yom, mona imoyim below bracha, vim yizkor b'layla yivarach b'yizkor. Period. Right? They davening by day, and they count by day. You count it without a bracha, and if you remember at night, you can count again with a bracha. So the Mogen Avraham, source 9, quotes the Rashba. Mi sha'amah zeh limnos ma'atzimim v'odyom tolo buki sriki v'rabein. That's ridiculous. The kol shemam v'odyom lo osa v'lo klum v'adi abim kemeid ma'she'ena. What do you mean today is the count of Friday night, daven an early minyan? People that, who daven an early minyan Friday night? Raise your hand. Let's say we count Friday night. Today is the 20th day of the yom, which is Friday night. Not true. It's still the sun is still shining. That's ridiculous. Then you misyare shem yishkach v'sfira v'yitzvach al sfira zu manashach. You mean to tell me that you have to plug a minucha? So you can be yote k'mo b'kriyash v'shal ayres k'on sam yote plug a minucha im k'en k'vayote le sfira u'kshachoz im avarech ha'me bracha levav toa manashach. If you think you are yote, you have to plug a minucha. How can you come with a bracha after it gets dark? This is a stranglehold that the Raja places upon this yisod. V'chein masha miloshen avud rom shesiyeng. He quotes this din of the Machaber, and he ends. Avol rambam kosav mona avol birich yotzah. What does that mean? What does that mean? What does that mean? Since mina b'lavir yata shema yata the rishona the also shul levarim v'im kein tzarachia lama kosavo habeis Yosef. Why did Beis Yosef say this din? It's wrong. Everyone said it's wrong. Makes no sense. Says the Baal Rambam, very famous yisod. Mitzvah Srichas Kavana. So you can't believe it like this. Imesker v'layla and the mechavel of the sefer zu. And if I will not remember at night, I want to be also with the sefer. This is called a mitzvah al tnai. My Rebbe taught us the name of Reb Chaim. The mitzvahs al tnai don't work. The yotze anyway. Less of a shlichas, less of a tnai. You can't, it doesn't work. I don't have time to, I thought I might have time, I don't, to go into the intricacies of this discussion. So this is a very difficult shot that is a mitzvah al tnai. Not only that, although it answers the Rashi's question, I agree, but it's against the Shulchan Aruch. Ten. This is against the Shulchan Aruch. Why? What does it say in ten? Misha Sholos HaChaveir Bein HaShemash. What's Bein HaShemash mean? After sunset, before Seis Kachavit. How much is the year? The Yom HaEtzmol, the famous thing. Etzmol HaYakach V'kach. Say Yom Kach V'kach, and Yom HaLav Shemash B'Rocha. Avol Kodem Bein HaShemash Kevin She'ein Zman Sfira Ein V'kach Klub. Wait a minute. An explicit machaber, the very next sif, before Shkia is nothing. So before Shkia is nothing, what's Sif Gimel? Sif Gimel says before Shkia, you count without a bracha. So if you forget at night, you'll be alright. How do you be alright? What you count it is Ein V'kach Klum. It's simply meaningless. It's for sure no mitzvah. Tremendous question. That's a tremendous question. How do you get out of this question? Moral. If you look in the Beis Yosef, that's the original source of the of this din. I don't think we have it. No, I'm sorry. Yes, we have a Beis Yosef here. I don't think so. But if you look in the Beis Yosef, he quotes as follows. He quotes as follows. Part of it is quoted over here. He quotes this, and then he says what you saw in Magen Avraham in source 9, Avol HaRambam Kosav Manav Lobirich Yotza. So what does it mean, Avol HaRambam? Isn't it obvious? Isn't it obvious that Manav Lobirich is Yotza? All mitzvahs, brachas, nanam ha'ake. If you look carefully in the last source, number 12, in the Rav Yoh, the Rav Yoh has a discussion. The part that I want, unfortunately, is not here. I apologize, it must have just got cut off. But I'll tell you what he said. Lav milsa he lives for below bracha. Nothing. If you count without a bracha, you're wasting your time. Well, how can that be? Why? Or if I take a lulav with no bracha, it's okay. Shovel with no bracha, it's okay. What's till with no bracha, it's okay. Why is it different? So the Mepharshim explained that the Rav Yoh held that the text of the bracha was Baruch Ata Hashem Elokeinu Melech Olam Asher Kedesh Shamu Zasav Tzvanu Al Sfiras HaOmer She Hayom Shnei Yom Elom She with a Shin. It's found in many of the Mepharshim. So that's the case. The mitzvah of Sfira is to make a bracha. When do we say brachas are not ma'akev? If it's a mitzvah which is independent of the bracha, I'll ask you Shaila. If you make kiddush out of bracha, you also benching out of bracha, you also, it's ridiculous. The mitzvah is the bracha. So the Rav Yoh held that the mitzvah is the bracha. Aha! It is the bracha. There's another thing I wanted to show you, which is also not here for some reason. It got cut off. Is the following situation, which is quoted in the Shulchan Aruch. What if a person started, made the bracha, and he saw when he made the bracha that it's the third day of the Yom? And he made a mistake towards the fourth day of the Yom. No good. Why? Because the Gemara brought this up in Beis. If I started making a bracha, I thought I'm going to make a what? A boy of Priya Goffin, and then to make a shakal the Yibidvara. The whole back and forth was the wine and the beer. So it's only good because it's unresolved. So therefore, since the bracha, I never know that the Rabbana were making, but the Rabbana, we all seers are righteous. So I'm not here. What are you talking about? He only made a mistake in the bracha, not in the mitzvah. The answer is, according to Rav Yoh, the bracha and the mitzvah is one and the same. Shehayom. So you started off thinking it's day four, so you start off making bracha on wine, not on beer. Because the mitzvah and the bracha are one, according to the Rav Yoh. Now we understand. A person makes a count by day. Without a bracha, he's certainly not yotzei, says the Rav Yoh. That's godness, Rav Yoh. You're certainly not yotzei. For sure not yotzei. Even if it's the right time and the right day, no bracha, you're not yotzei. For sure not yotzei. So therefore, if you remember that night, you can count with a bracha. So there's a question that becomes, if you're certainly not yotzei, you're wasting your time. What's the answer? The end, same answer again. You maintain the continuity. Same idea. Someone who counts from Plaga Mincha before the sunset is the same as someone who counts the next day. In both cases, we say the mitzvah he hasn't fulfilled, a bracha he doesn't make, but since it's related to that day, one the following day, or Plaga Mincha is related to in some areas, therefore the continuity is maintained even though the mitzvah is not fulfilled. And as a matter of fact, the Avodrom accepts this, and the only reason he rejects it is based upon the Rambam. That the Rambam says explicitly, if a person counts without a bracha, he is yotzei. So now you're afraid, maybe you're really aware of this, therefore you can't count later on. In other words, the problem is that maybe you're really aware of it. That's the Rashi's question, the bracha levatola. So those who say that you need a bracha as part of the mitzvah, they're okay. Comes out. It comes out according to this, it's, we understand very well. It's a whole new concept. And take a look what this did come out in the Rav Yoh. Oh, I'm sorry, the rest of it just got missing. I apologize. But this did come out where it says over here, Im Shachak v'lo birech v'layla lo yivorech bayom. Lo yivorech bayom. Now, it's a question of bracha levatol, right? It says bracha levatol, bracha levatol. So the question becomes: Wait a second. The Rav Yoh himself says that a sphere without a bracha is nothing, because it says shayom. So the Rav Yoh himself says that a sphere without a bracha is nothing. Why did he tell you to count by day without a bracha? It's nothing. You're wasting your time. What's the answer? The same answer. Exactly. Sphere without a bracha is nothing. What do you mean it's nothing? It's nothing as far as the mitzvah is concerned. You can't fulfill the mitzvah without a bracha, because the bracha is the mitzvah. It's like kiddush, it's like benching. It's impossible. However, what that sphere without a bracha by day would achieve is maintain the continuity. Exactly the same as the counting after Plaga Mincha, as we just explained. So let me just review what we said. There's much more to be said about the concept of Tanai and Mitzvah, Mitzvah Strichas Kavana, just to mention a slight problem. You could figure out the solution on your own. The Mogan Avraham that we saw in explaining his Shita of Tanai said that the Shulchan Aruch is Shitoso in Simen Sava and Mitzvah Strichas Kavana. So you may have kavana b'libo. Im eskor b'layla, ein ani mechayv on lisbo, dot the sphere is ooh. So the Mepharshim asked, what do you mean, mitzvah shvichos kavana? And what if your mitzvah ain't shvichos kavana? And that kavana shalol lotes, have an olad in? It works, says in Shulchan Aruch. Kavana shalol lotes works. So why should that work? Have a kavana, the following kavana. If I remember later, I have kavana shalol lotes. And if I won't remember later, then what?
Doesn't matter. I just won't think about it.
That's exactly. So what do you mean? Why is it only Rambam the Mechabel the Shitasa? So to make a long story very short, and based upon the Rabbi Chanan in Kovet Shurim Chelik Beis, that if you hold Mitzvah Strichas Kavana, Mitzvah Ain Strichas Kavana, it's two different understandings. Mitzvah Strichas Kavana, and I did without Kavana, it's nothing. It's a misasik, as if I did nothing. Mitzvah Ain Strichas Kavana, and Kavana Shalol Lates, a mitzvah mitzvah is, but he's just not yotzei. Not for me, for Baal Tosef, I'm just mentioning it by hint. I'm not going to have time to go into it now. So that's the answer, that the Tanai is only going to work according to the Mogan Avraham. If you'll admit to Strichas Kavana, then presumably If you have kavana shlalot, it's not even a meisah. That's just not a chalol chayot. It's not even a meisah mitzvah. Okay, that's just a Burmese of Alma. Let's just review the what we spoke about. We started discussing the Bahag, and the Bahag said it all seemed to say that all 49 days are one mitzvah. It's a disaster. If a person can't count 48 days, and listen to 49, it's 48 brachos levatol. Right? And that would have, then a kohen, for example, couldn't count. And if someone's an onay, believe the kash, it's stuck. Right? So do all these examples. So we suggest that the mishpat, that the Rav said and Rav Zevin said, that it's not the pshat that all 49 are one. Rather, if you miss a day, call a chesed bottle, as the chinuch said. And even though the expression it uses is all mitzvah, it doesn't mean one mitzvah, it means it's one long hemshah, one long count, and it's kol ha-cheshbon bottle. That's the case, the kohen can continue to count. Someone who's an owner can count, not the Torah's bracha. Someone who counts by day, it counts not to the svek svek as the sharatzian, that doesn't say that in the Tumah Sadesh, but rather to the anal medal legamer, so the continuity is maintained. And a woman who forgets later on, another was bracha levatol retroactive. Ein yodah sadin, Mr. Wood left out those three words, that subsequent brachas might be bracha levatol. And similarly, with respect to the perplexing din of someone who's counting before the sun sets, what's the point of it? The point of it is that it just maintains the continuity, and you don't have to worry about being yotze, because without a bracha, it's nothing, according to the Rav Yoh. The reason why we can't do it is because we're afraid, paradoxically, maybe you will be yotze, and the bracha tonight can be bracha levatola. That's why for us it's not a real option, but the love that's behind it applies even according to us.